Leilu nishmas rav kleinimus kamen ben rabbeinu eli malach. Sanhedrin parkei mishnah aleph. Hayaboykinosan b'sheva chakiris. They'd be bodek, the witnesses, with seven chakiris. The chakiris, the function of chakiris, is to make it a valid edus. And one of the things you need is that it's an edus yochol hazima, that it's possible when you give enough information from your edus that somebody can come along, a different set of edim, and try to make you edim zayman and say that you were with us that time. So you have to give enough information that it's edus yochol hazima. And the reason that there's seven questions that bring out this info is based on drashas of psukim, but we're not going to get into that right now. But what were the seven chakiris? Be'ezo shavua, which exact Shemitah cycle it was. Be'ezo shana, which year of the Shemitah cycle. Be'ezo chodesh, which chodesh. Be'kama b'chodesh, what day of the month. Be'ezo yom, what day of the week. Be'ezo shah, what time, what hour. Be'ezo makom, and what place. It's not good enough to just say 3 days ago. You have to say all of these things. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'ezo yom, Be'ezo shah, Be'ezo makom. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to go through all these chakiris. You just have to have the date. So saying 3 days ago, saying yesterday is okay. And the time and the place. That is yochol hazima, and that's enough. And now the Mishnah is going through other things. This next part is not the chakiris that could possibly make them edim zayman. Rather, this is just other bedikas to see if their testimonies align. Makirna Tamoso, did you recognize the person that was killed, whether he was Jew or not?
Hisrei Simbo, did you warn him before he did the Misa? So let's say it was Misa. Did you say that if you're going to kill somebody, you should know, don't do this, because you're going to be Mischaiv Misa?
Avod Avodah Zarah, if it was a case of Avodah Zarah, Esmi Avad Uvama Avad. Which Avodah Zarah? That's Esmi Avad. Was it, for example, Markolius or Peor Uvame Avad? How did he worship it? So they would ask these questions to see if the testimony is aligned.